Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To know that Jesus is mine. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, oh. How I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings, thanking you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. Thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds. For if it had not been for you on our sides, we would not be where we're at today. We couldn't have a sound mind because the enemy has tried to toss us to and fro. Certain life circumstances have tried to weigh us down. But long as we have kept our minds on you, you promised according to your word that you would keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on you. And you have been faithful to your word, God, that through the storms, through the winds, through the strong winds and storms, Lord, you have kept us, you have sustained us, you have watched over us, you have blessed us. And God, you have blessed us to be able to see another day of promise and another day of victory. We rise this morning, oh God, with gratefulness on our heart, Lord, because you have kept us and sustained us from danger seen and unseen. God, you keep on blessing us over and over again. Words cannot even express our gratitude. But the least that we can do, God, is to declare that we love you. We love you because you first loved us. We love you because you've been so kind. We love you because you've been so good. We love you, God, because you have been better to us than we have been to ourselves. We love you, God, because you are the epitome of love. You're patient and kind. You're long-suffering, God. You vaunted not yourself. You're not easily provoked, Lord. You don't think any evil towards us. But God, with compassion, Lord, you have mercy upon us each and every day. For your mercies are new every single morning because you are great and you are faithful. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, unto us each and every day. And so every day that you bless
blessed us to be able to see, Lord. It's a reminder, God, that you have been faithful to us and that you are merciful towards us. It's another day, God, that you have a purpose and a plan for our lives and that we can do greater. We can go further. God, we can march longer and we can grow stronger. Each and every day, God, that you bless us to be able to see, God, because you have a plan for us. You know the way that we should take and you know the thoughts that you think towards us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, thoughts of peace and not of evil, God, to give us a hope, and God, and give us a destiny, God, and give us a great destiny, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so we don't have to walk by sight, but we can walk by faith every single day, knowing that our God is in control, and that you know the way that we should take, and that you know the way that we should go. So we surrender ourselves to you on this 27th day of December. We surrender all to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And as Paul said, we are desiring, endeavoring, Lord, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. It's the least that we can do. It's to offer unto you our praise, to offer unto you our worship, and to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. While we are young, oh God, in our early years, Lord, whether we are in our teens or, Lord, we're in our 20s or we're in our 40s or wherever we are, God, it's in our early years, as long as we have strength, Lord, and we want to give ourselves to you where we can be used for your glory and not used up by the world. And so, God, cast everything that's unlike you out of me even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, and shape me and mold me into the image that you desire for me to be. For God, everything that I've accomplished this day, everything that I've accomplished up to this day, thus far, Lord, God, it's all because of you. I could not do anything on my own, but with you I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do any and everything, God, with you on my side, with you working in me, and with you working through me, and with you working all around me, God. I'm able to take the next step, God, on this life's journey, God, with you, God, guiding me and strengthening me and leading me, Lord. I'm able to take the next step, God, towards my victory, Lord, because I'm walking in you. I don't walk by sight, Lord, but I walk with the hope, knowing that my God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. I walk, God, and able to walk in boldness and walk in authority, God, because of the strength that you give me. For you have not given me the spirit of fear, and so I don't have to worry about the obstacles that come my way. I don't have to worry about the storm clouds that may be rising and the strong winds that may be blowing. I don't have to fear what the enemy tries to throw up against me, because no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. So I don't have a spirit of fear, but I have the spirit of power, God, because you allow me to do all things. I have the spirit of love, oh God, because with loving kindness have you drawn me, God. And when I've got the power, the spirit of a sound mind, God, because my mind has been kept in you, God, kept by you, Lord. And so I have everything I need to not be weary in well-doing. And so, God, make me over even the more again today, so that my heart and my mind may line up with you today, that your will might be done in my lives and that my will line up with your will. Come the more and have your way, God. Have your way in our hearts and have your way in our lives and make us into the vessels that you need for us to be today. Every day, God, I must pray that prayer that you would make us and shape us into the vessels that you need for us to be. Because every day is just not a day that we can go through the motions. But, God, with the spiritual wickedness everywhere, with people dying every single day, Lord, you need a standard. You need someone to stand, Lord, and to shine and be the light that you need for us to be. Let people know, God, to be not just a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal, but, Lord, to be a witness, Lord, to be a vessel for you, God, to be a light shining in the midst of darkness, that men might know that Jesus still saves, that men and women might know that there is still hope in this day and time, God. Let the people know, God, that the end is not here. It's soon to come, Lord, but every day that you bless us to see is another day, God, that you bless us to fulfill purpose in our lives. And so we look to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to shape us and mold us in all the things that we need to do, in all the ways that we need to do, Smooth out the rough edges even now. Bind the spirit of haughtiness, Lord. Bind the spirit of arrogance, Lord. Bind the spirit of being proud, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because those things lead us to destruction, Lord. And again, everything that we've obtained, everything that we've been able to gain thus far in our lives, it was only by your grace and your mercy. It was only because of your favor, Lord, and our obedience unto you. Help us to submit to you, God, in the name of Jesus, in every area of our lives. Submit to you. Oh, God, in our own job, submit to you, Lord. Oh, God, in our ministries, Lord, submit to you, Lord. In our finances, Lord, and submit to you, Lord. In our relationships, Lord, help us to follow your blueprint in life. And God, and that's to lean not into our own understanding, but in everything that we do, in all our ways, acknowledge you, Lord. And we acknowledge you, Lord, today. Oh, God, I would not be here today without you, Lord. I would not still be married, Lord, without you. God, I would not have this job, Lord, without you, Lord. I wouldn't have be in my right mind this morning without you, Lord. I would not be in a reasonable portion of health and strength, God, without you, God. I wouldn't even be able to breathe, Lord, without you today. And so I'm dependent upon you. I'm subject to you. And I surrender my all to you. God, your will be done. In the name of Jesus, whatever you need me to do, I'm willing to do it. Wherever you need me to go, I'm willing to go. Whatever you need me to say, Lord, I'm willing to say. Use me for your glory today in the mighty name of Jesus. And bless us as we take this journey on this day. And thank you for allowing us to reach 27 days in our 31 days of prayer. God, I see breakthrough. And every time I talk with someone and I share our theme for 2017, Lord, people are reminding me, Lord, that as I said earlier this month, Lord, we're not just waiting to 2017 for our breakthrough. But, Lord, the breakthrough is upon us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, God, you're opening up doors already. You've already put the process, to put the things in the works, God, already. It's not that you are a late God, but you do things all well in decency and in order. And so, God, you're opening up the doors that were formerly shut on your people, God. You're making ways, God, where there seemed to be no way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and on behalf of your people, Lord. So continue to do your great will, God, and your great works in the lives of your people, God. Help us to continue to rest in you, God, to put our hopes in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and to put our faith in you. For without faith, it is impossible to please you. And it's our desire to please you, God, today. It's my desire to put a smile on your face. Lord, I want to make you smile, God. I want you to be proud of me, God, this day, this moment, this hour, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And as I go through this day, Lord, I want to put a smile on your face. So breathe into us life. Breathe into us strength. Breathe into us a hope, God, that the world can't take away. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. And I thank you, Lord, because you are non-failing, never failing. You're non-wavering, God. And so you're always consistent. And we thank you, God, for being our rock. We thank you for being our salvation. We thank you for being our hope, God, in the name of Jesus. And so bless us as we go through this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. Take us to our different destinations safely, Lord, and bless us this day. As we continue to travail and you honor our consecration this day, as we fast today and submit ourselves to you, God, put flesh under subjection so that our spirit man may grow stronger and your spirit may have his way in our lives. We thank you now because we know that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, what good things you have in store for those that fear you, those that love you, those that belong to you. And we fall into that category, Lord. And so we thank you for what you have in store for us today. We look forward to walking with you all the day long. And we'll bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. Our scripture this morning, our focus this morning is on humility. And our scripture is coming from Isaiah 66 and 2. And it reads, "Have not my hand made all these things? And so they came into being, declares the Lord. These are the ones I look on with favor, those who are humble and contrite in spirit and who tremble at my word." You can also read Psalm 149 and 4, James 4 and 6. I urge you to humble yourself before the Lord on this day.
Anybody that's proud, anybody that's haughty, anybody that's boastful are only drawing destruction towards them, only allowing things of this world to overcome them and overrule them and overrun them. And as long as we submit to God, humbly come before his throne, humbly come before his presence, God receives us. He receives our worship, and he receives our sacrifice, and he honors us, and he blesses us, and he keeps us, as he said, according to his word. We have nothing without God. So everything that God has blessed us to be able to receive and do and accomplish is only because of the love of God working in our lives. So let's give God the glory today. Let's thank him for all he has done and give credit where credit is due. Give credit to the God that we serve, and he's awesome and he's mighty, and he's worthy of our praise today. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you this day. Bye-bye.